This is Twit.
Just before I left, Apple delivered this brand new M1. This is the M1 Pro 14-inch laptop. So I took that on vacation and really enjoyed using it. It's a very much the base model, which still costs $2,000, but it only has 16 gigs of RAM. It only has 512 gigs of storage. It is the lower end M1 Pro processor, which for my purposes, I think in every respect is more than adequate, is fine. I did buy so that was $2,000. And then at the same time, we purchased, the company did for review purposes and then use of one of our editors, our head editor, the high end, oh my God, $4,300 worth, the M1 Max. With lots of 2 terabytes, we didn't get the 8 terabyte drive, but 2 terabytes of storage, 64 gigs of RAM, I think, right? Is that right?
Yeah,
that's the max.
So.
Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be here so I could show it to you through the radio. I'm holding up right now the 14 inch, but the 16 inch, I was going to show it to you through the radio, but Federal Express decided we don't exist. I don't even understand it. They said it's undeliverable. The address is wrong. Same address they've always delivered stuff to. I checked. It was the right address. It mustn't have been our regular guy because he knows us.
We don't have problems with that.
I think we give him a phone number so they can contact us if they can't find us. But no text, no call. They just returned it.
That's the odd thing, how quickly they just decided to return it.
Boom, that's it.
Chance.
You know what? I don't want to besmirch FedEx drivers. It seems to be happening a little bit more than it used to. And I think that he was just tired. And he said, there's 4 more deliveries, but I'm just going to go home and pretend I couldn't find them. I don't know.
I think a lot of people are. I got to tell you, I had somebody.
We're all tired.
We're all tired. They left all of our packages in this breezeway at the apartment complex I live in. Instead of delivering them to the houses.
It's too far to go. Yeah, we just put them right here.
Just hundreds of packages from all these different people.
There.
Had to dig through them to find mine.
Oh,
it was a nightmare.
God.
Anybody could have just.
Well, and it's a $4,000 laptop. I'm glad he didn't do that.
Yes, exactly.
At least he sent it back to Apple. I called Apple yesterday and they said, well, it's too late. We're going to just issue a refund. I said, oh. And then I looked, and the soonest I can get this back is December 23rd.
Oh, man.
So I don't know. I guess I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'll buy a Dell.
Did the one for your nephew?
That one got there.
Oh, good.
Which is weird. So I did get one as a gift for my nephew, just graduated from college from the Rhode Island School of Design. He's doing It might be secret. I don't know.
I was going to go to RISD.
RISD's a good school. He's doing Tom Brady's clothing line right now. He's designing that. And he just got a job for Baron et Baron, which is a big French design house. So he's doing a lot of design work. And so he needs, and this is kind of the point of this conversation. He needs everything the M1 Max can throw at it. It's kind of mind-boggling GPU and processor. The one I got is pretty much the same as that. Except that the fewer GPU cores.
Right.
And I'm not doing in cinema 4D, designing rocket ships or Tom Brady's sweatshirts. I'm not using it for anything too demanding. And certainly everything I've used it for, including I took a lot of photos and I'm using a variety of applications, including a very heavy application called Capture One, and work fine and fast and speedy.
What's the screen like? Because I was curious with all the photos you took. Is it as beautiful as you hoped?
It's a pretty screen. It's pretty. It's this new mini LED technology. You might have seen it on the iPads Pro, but I love it. In fact, if you really want to show it off, and this is what apparently a lot of people are doing, is you go to YouTube and you play back some 4K HDR video. Some people are saying that crashes the computer. I have not experienced that yet. I'm waiting. Apparently there is a little flaw somewhere, a fly in the ointment, but otherwise it does look just gorgeous. Let's see, what should I play? Costa Rica in 4K at 60 frames. How about that? So I'm just going to play this back for you. I'll turn off the sound because I don't want to violate anybody's this is 1440p at 60 frames in high dynamic range. Look at that on the radio. Isn't that beautiful? But Michael, you can see it.
Oh,
you
man,
can,
it looks like I'm it, right next to the sloth.
Yeah, the sloth is very vivid.
Sir, that is a vivid sloth.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful screen. Although, I'll be honest, I can't really, in most day-to-day use, I don't really notice a difference.
Right.
It does run at 120 hertz, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that frog. I thought it was going to jump out
at you. It's going to jump right out at you. Yeah, it's really, I'm very happy. Apple did something kind of funny. It repudiated, to some degree, all the laptops it's produced since 2016 by putting in a MagSafe adapter. Remember those? They used to have those before 2016. It put in an HDMI port. Remember those? They used to have those before 2016. And an SD card reader, which actually did come in handy because I was pulling the camera card out and putting it in there. So I didn't bring any dongles.
Nice.
In previous trips, I would have had a lot of bag of dongles. So good on you, Apple. They also got rid of the touch bar, which I always hated because I kept hitting it by accident. Siri would say, "What, huh?" No, I'm not talking to you. They put a big full-size row of function keys. Full-size, not even like mini function keys as some computers do. And they put a nice big escape key, which is Apple's way of saying to high-end pro users, like programmers and stuff, okay.
Yes.
You win.
This is the concession book.
You win. Thank you, Apple, for... You know, Apple doesn't seem like the kind of company that admits its mistakes, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Some companies do. Apple's not famous, I think, for that. But in this case, they didn't say, "Oh, we made a mistake." But I think they're kind of tacitly saying, "Oh, we made a mistake, and yeah, we're going to bring back all those things that you love so very much." So I'm incredibly happy with it. And I got the low end, which I so-called $2,000 laptop. Hard to say that's a low end, but. I did get that, and I took it on a trip with me, and I really like it. Great battery life, which Apple, these new chips are famous for. They're famous for really high-end performance and good battery life. I saw Intel's just announced its new processor, the Alder Lake, and I saw a review said, "Well, the top-of-the-line M1 Max iPad MacBook isn't quite as fast as the desktop Alder Lake." It's like, well,
desktop.
Yeah. It's a laptop. So laptops are never quite as fast as the fastest desktops. I would very much like to see what they do. I guess we'll find out next year with the desktops. That's all that's left in this transition for Apple from Intel to its own silicon. The iMac 32-inch, the Mac Mini high-end, and the mighty Mac Pro. There's a sloth. They're very slow going up the tree.
Yeah.
You really take the
time.
You
don't even need 60 frames.
Kind of like Apple getting its silicon out the door. It's going to take us 2 years, they say.